You're listening to RTFM, the podcast where electronic music artist Daltrick reads the friendly manual. Each episode, we'll explore different pieces of literature, including user guides, manuals, and appendices created by music product manufacturers for their users and fans around the world. I'm your host, Daltrick. So as a lot of y'all know, I'm a big fan of manuals that are written in a really friendly way. I think it's really great to be approachable, especially when you're introducing something to someone for the very first time. So one of my very favorite manuals is one that's written by Bitwig, and they make a software called Bitwig Studio. So I like to read the first chapter of the Bitwig user manual and share it with you today. This is chapter one, Bitwig Studio Concepts. One, Bitwig Studio Concepts. This chapter is both an introduction to the program and an overview of its structure. Please start here to get acquainted with the fundamental concepts and related vocabulary used in Bitwig Studio. 1.1. Top-level concepts. Bitwig Studio is a modern digital audio workstation, or DAW, or DAW, that allows you to seamlessly compose, produce, perform, and expand your music. A file created in Bitwig Studio is called a project. You can have multiple projects open at once, but audio will only be active for one of these projects at a time. Bitwig Studio projects are organized into tracks, which can be thought of as either individual instruments or layers that should be handled similarly. Each track contains a signal path that results in audio and has common mixing board controls, such as volume, panning, solo, and mute. Clips are containers for individual musical ideas. Clips store either notes or audio, as well as control and automation data. Music is made in Bitwig Studio by creating a project and populating its tracks with clips, which you can then refine, arrange, and trigger. 1.2. A matter of timing. As Bitwig Studio's primary task is to record and play back music, the element of time is crucial. The transport, most closely associated with the global play, stop, and record buttons, is the engine that drives all time functions in Bitwig Studio. This means that for any clips to be played back, triggered, or recorded, the transport must be active, propelling the global playhead forward. Bitwig Studio works with time in musical units of bars, beats, and ticks, a set subdivision which defaults to 16th notes. A final value is stored for finer resolution, which is a rounded percentage of the distance between the current tick and the next one. These four units are shown together with period spacers in this way. Bars, period, beats, period, ticks, period, percentage. For example, with a default time signature setting of 4-4, 1, period 3, period 4, period 50, would represent an event happening in the first bar, on the third beat, within the fourth 16th note, exactly halfway to the next 16th note. This example below uses Bitwig Studio's counting system to label a rhythm in traditional music notation. Image description is of an example of music notation in Bitwig with the period marking system. 1.3. One DAW, two sequencers. Within Bitwig Studio are two independent sequencers. The arranger timeline, or arranger, is a linear sequencer that operates across a standard musical timeline. This is the place for sketching and producing full-length songs or other works. The clip launcher, or launcher, is a non-linear sequencer where you can accumulate a bank of musical ideas and then mix and match them. Clips in the launcher can be organized into groups called scenes, either for triggering those clips together or for composing in blocks, such as verse, chorus, bridge, etc. The arranger timeline and clip launcher contain completely separate data. Editing clips on the arranger timeline has no effect on those stored in the clip launcher, and vice versa. But the arranger timeline and clip launcher do interact in several critical ways. Clips can be freely copied between the arranger timeline and clip launcher. When selected together, multiple clips can also be copied back and forth, and scenes can as well. The result of all triggered launcher clips can be recorded directly to each arranger track, allowing you to capture an improvisation that can be edited later. Except when recording the clip launcher's output to the arranger timeline, only one of these two sequencers is active at any given time. So on a track-by-track basis, you choose whether the arranger timeline or clip launcher is in control and can trigger its data. By default, the arranger timeline is the active sequencer for each track, and each track can only play one clip at a time. 1.4. Devices, modulators, and other signal achievements. Devices are special function components that extend your signal paths by modifying or transforming incoming notes or audio signals. Every track has a device chain. In terms of signal flow, this device chain falls between the incoming sequencer data and the track's mixing board section. In this device chain, you can insert as many devices as you like. You can even use Bitwig's devices to create additional device chains. Each device has parameters, which are settings that determine how that device operates. Parameters are set directly within the device's interface or via an assigned MIDI controller. Parameter values can also be sequenced via automation, adjusted via the device's remote controls, or manipulated by modulators, which are special-purpose modules that can be loaded within any device. Devices are grouped into the following descriptive categories. Analysis: devices that merely visualize the signals that reach them. They make no effect on the audio chain they are a part of. Audio effects: devices that manipulate incoming audio signals before passing them onward. Container: utility devices whose primary function is to host other devices. Delay: delay line-based processors that operate on their incoming audio signals. Destruction: distortion and other mangling processors that operate on their incoming audio signals. Drum: individual drum piece emulators that use incoming note messages to synthesize audio. Dynamic: processors that operate on their incoming audio signals based off of those signals' amplitude levels and trends. EQ: sets of frequency-specific processors that operate on their incoming audio signals. Filter: frequency-specific processors that operate on their incoming audio signals. Hardware: interface objects for sending signals and/or messages to devices beyond Bitwig Studio, such as hardware synthesizers and effect units, etc. This can include transmitting and/or receiving audio signals, control voltage, or CV, signals, and clock messages. Keyboard: keyboard instrument emulators that use incoming note messages to synthesize audio. MIDI: transmitters for sending various MIDI messages via the track's device chain. This is useful for sending messages to plugins or to external hardware when used in conjunction with Bitwig's hardware devices. Note effects: devices that manipulate incoming note messages before passing them onward. Reverb: time-based processors that operate on their incoming audio signals. Routing: devices that divert a track's signal path, allowing signals to exit and/or re-enter the track. Synth: synthesizer instruments that either generate their audio from rudimentary source material or use audio samples. Incoming note messages are used to synthesize audio. The grid: devices utilizing the grid, Bitwig's modular sound design environment. See Chapter 15 for more information. Utility: an assortment of devices sporting various basic functionality. This includes basic note message processors, as well as simple signal generators and processors. All device chains in Bitwig Studio support audio and note signals. To keep these signals accessible, a few rules apply. Except for note effects devices, all devices receiving note signals pass them directly to their output. Note effects process the incoming notes before passing them onward. Except for audio effects devices, all devices receiving audio signals pass them to their output. Audio effects process the incoming audio before passing them onward. Many Bitwig devices possess a mix parameter. Similar to a wet-dry fader, this control blends the raw audio that entered the device into the device's output. In Bitwig Studio, all audio signal paths are stereo. 1.5. A musical Swiss Army knife. Bitwig Studio's various viewers and editors are called panels. These panels are the heart of the program and the places where all work happens. The Arranger Timeline panel lets you see all of your project's tracks, create an arrangement with the timeline clips, and edit track automation. The Clip Launcher panel allows you to trigger clips both freely and in sync with the transport, copy clips into and out of the arranger, and sort clips into scenes. The Detail Editor panel is the graphical editor for both notes and audio and their affiliated data. The Inspector panel displays all parameters for any selected clips, notes, audio events, or tracks, and modulation parameters for any selected devices. The Mixer panel presents the channel strip for each track and any subsidiary signal chains. The Device panel shows the full device chain for the selected track, including an interface for each Bitwig device and VST plugin in use. The Automation Editor panel gives you detailed control over track automation, clip automation, and MIDI control messages. The Browser panel allows you to preview, load, save, and tag content from your Bitwig Studio library and elsewhere on your machine. The Project panel manages your project's metadata, as well as the status of files and plugins being used. The Studio I/O panel gives assorted audio and MIDI options, such as routing the main audio bus to any pair of speakers and headphones, listing the current MIDI controller mappings, etc. The Mappings Browser panel allows you to make and edit project-specific connections of your computer keyboard and/or MIDI controllers to your project's parameters. The On-Screen Keyboard panel provides visualizations of the selected track's playing and incoming note messages, pitch expressions, and timbre expressions, as well as an input method for these data streams. The primary interfaces in Bitwig Studio are called views. Each view gives you access to a set of panels chosen to help you carry out a particular music job. The Arrange view lets you focus on assembling music, particularly by recording and ordering clips. The Arranger Timeline panel is central to this view, along with the optional Clip Launcher panel. All panels are available here, and all project tracks are viewed together. The Mix view focuses on mixing tracks and triggering clips. The Mixer panel is central to this view, along with the optional Clip Launcher panel. Except for the Arranger Timeline panel, all other panels are available here, and all project tracks are viewed together. The Edit view is for making detail edits to clips. The Detail Editor panel is central to this view, with the optional Automation Editor panel. Except for the Arranger Timeline, Clip Launcher, and Mixer panels, all other panels are available here. Bitwig Studio offers several window arrangements called display profiles. These configurations adjust the placement of panels and even provide additional application windows when appropriate. This is all in the name of optimized workflows, allowing the program's layout to match your current screen arrangement and the task at hand. Single display, large, is intended for use with one monitor, using a single application window to focus on one of Bitwig Studio's views at a time. This is the default display profile and the one used for screenshots within this document. Single display, small, is similar to the single display, large profile, but is optimized for use on a smaller monitor. Tablet is intended for use with a supported tablet computer. This profile is optimized for touch and stylus-based interfaces, allowing you to play and create notes through a specialized play view. Depending on your operating system and hardware platform, this option may not be available. Note, information on Bitwig Studio's tablet computer-specific features can be found in Chapter 16. Dual Display Studio is intended for use with a two-monitor setup, such as a laptop screen and an external display. This profile keeps the arrange view on your primary display and toggles your secondary display between the mix view and the edit view. Dual Display Arranger Mixer is intended for use with a two-monitor setup. This profile is fixed, keeping the arrange view on your primary display and the mix view on your secondary display. Dual Display Master Detail is intended for use with a two-monitor setup. This profile keeps the edit view on your secondary display and toggles your primary screen between the arrange view and mix view. Dual Display Studio Touch is intended for use with a two-monitor setup where one of the monitors is a touchscreen tablet. This profile provides one standard window, like the single display large profile, for your standard monitor, and a slightly modified tablet-style window for interacting with Bitwig via your touchscreen surface. Triple Display is intended for use with a three-monitor setup. This profile is fixed, keeping the arrange view on your primary display and the mix view and edit view on your secondary and tertiary displays. 1.6. User Interfacing. Finally, a few notes to help you interact with Bitwig Studio. Any interface control, like a knob or curve control, can be set with the mouse by clicking and dragging upward or downward. You can control click or command click on a Mac on the control to set its value with the keyboard. Double clicking on the control restores its default value. Any numeric control, one that directly shows you numbers, can be set with the mouse by clicking and dragging upward or downward. You can also double click on the control to set its value with the keyboard. Any control at all can be fine-tuned with the mouse by shift clicking the control and dragging. If you have already clicked the control, you can also press Shift after the fact to engage this mode. When a button is tinted orange, that control is active. The inactive form of a control uses a neutral color, such as white, gray, or silver. Many key commands remain available when you are clicking and dragging an item. These include the commands for toggling panel visibility or switching the current view. Only one panel will ever have focus at a given time. Focus follows the panel that was last clicked or activated. Panel focus is indicated by the outer rounded rectangle being tinted silver. Key commands that target a specific panel are available only when that panel is in focus. Enabling caps lock causes your computer keyboard to transmit note messages. If your key commands are not working, make sure that caps lock is disengaged. Many of Bitwig Studio's functions already have computer keyboard shortcuts assigned, but you can modify these shortcuts and even assign them to MIDI controllers as well. To globally make or modify keyboard and/or controller shortcuts, call up the dashboard. Click the Settings tab, and then click to load the Shortcuts page. From here, you can select between computer keyboard and MIDI controller assignments, and then scroll to browse the categorized program functions, or type to search them by action, name, or assignment. From this Preference tab, you can also save and switch between various keyboard mappings via the Choose Mappings menu. To assign keyboard and/or controller shortcuts for a particular project, use the Mappings browser panel. Please see section 13.4. So that's all that we have for today, and thanks everyone for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to it, and you can also follow my work on various online platforms. I spell my name as D-O-L-L-T-R exclamation point C-K, and when exclamation points aren't allowed, I'm Daltrick, as in D-O-L-L-T-R-I-C-K. My website is daltrick.com, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Twitter, Anchor for this podcast, and more. If you enjoy my content and would like to support my creations, you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/daltrick. And if you'd like to buy me a coffee, you can also head over to ko-fi.com/daltrick, because I love coffee. My original music is also available for download on Bandcamp at daltrick.bandcamp.com. And one last thing, in celebration of Women's History Month this March, I'm taking commissions for new musical content. You can head over to dolltrick.com/WHM for Women's History Month for more information about how to commission a song from me. Once again, thank you for tuning in and have a lovely rest of the day. Dolltrick.